Ukraine security issue.
On June 27th, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces posted an update of Russia's losses over 123 days since its invasion of Ukraine, which included 35,000 troops killed in action and more than 10,000 pieces of weaponry and equipment destroyed. Huge losses notwithstanding, Russia continues to kill Ukrainians using all of its firepower. In every corner of the country, Ukrainians hear air raid alarm sirens every day. Over the past week, the country has been struck by more than 100 Russian cruise and ballistic missiles launched from Russia, Belarus, and the occupied Crimean Peninsula. On Monday morning, a Russian bomber launched a cruise missile targeting the Odessa region. As a result, according to Serhiy Brachuk, spokesman for the Regional Military Administration, 8 people, including a child, sustained shrapnel wounds. Brachuk confirmed their presence in the Black Sea of at least 2 Russian vessels armed with cruise missiles. According to Vadim Denisenko, advisor to the Interior Minister, Russia has lately begun to launch dozens of missiles during a single air raid, not 2 or 3 as before. They attack from different points at a time, making life harder for the air defense, Denisenko said, pointing to the low precision of the missiles used by Russia. Each missile carries up to 1,000 kilos of explosives. They are very fast and their range is up to 4,000 kilometers, so it's very difficult for the air defense to shoot them down. These missiles are from old Soviet arsenals and their precision is low because they were designed for marine warfare and their precision is low. They cause severe destructions of infrastructure, said Vadim Denisenko. Despite the real danger of missile strikes, the leaders of foreign countries continue to visit Kyiv. On Monday, the Ukrainian capital was visited by Moldovan President Maya Sandu. She traveled to the suburban towns of Borodyanka, Bucha and Irpin and had a meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky. As we have reported, on June 23rd, the EU granted Moldova and Ukraine the candidate status. In addition to air attacks, the Russian army massively shells Ukrainian settlements along the front line as well as those situated near the Russian border. On Sunday night, almost 180 artillery and mortar shells struck 4 communities in the Sumy region, killing and wounding local civilians. In the Zaporizhia region, Russian shells left 84 villages without electricity, water and gas supplies. It's the hardest, however, in the Donbas, where the Russian forces keep trying to encircle the city of Lysychansk and advance of Slovyansk. The attacks were reportedly repelled, but the situation remains extremely tense and complicated. In the Kharkiv region, meanwhile, they shell Ukrainian defense positions and residential areas and have reportedly intensified air reconnaissance and remote mining efforts. Over the past week alone, the Russian army has shelled residential areas and civilian infrastructure cities in Ukraine nearly 500 times. Every day, Russia commits between 100 and 200 war crimes, Prosecutor General Irina Venediktova said on Monday. According to her, Ukrainian law enforcement bodies continue to identify the Russian pilots who drop bombs, the gunners who shell houses, schools and hospitals, and the commanders who give them such orders. Marina Marchenko, a teacher from the Donetsk region, whose portrait the Australian artist Guido Van Helten painted for his 2016 mural War's Face, has lost her home again. Her home in Avdiivka, Donetsk region, was destroyed by a Russian shell in 2014, and it took her almost 8 years to rebuild it. Now they destroyed it again, said Marina Marchenko.
Дуже було багато розрушено будинків. Навіть під'їзди горіли.
Very many apartment blocks were destroyed. Apartment buildings burned from top to bottom. There were shots and flying missiles. Shells exploded everywhere. When they dropped bombs, it was impossible to put out the fire with water. The people say they were some phosphorus bombs, said Marina Marchenko. President Volodymyr Zelensky, addressing a G7 summit in Germany via video call from Kyiv, expressed his strong desire to see Russia's total war against Ukraine end before the end of this year. He called on the leaders of the United States, Germany, Canada, France, the UK, Italy and Japan, and the EU leadership to exert maximum effort to make it happen. He also appealed to Ukraine's allies and partners for new air defense systems. An exhibition of destroyed Russian military equipment has opened on Castle Square in Warsaw. The exhibition called For Our and Your Freedom is the first in a series of exhibitions to be shown in cities across Europe. Over 4 months of the war, the Ukrainian army has destroyed up to 10,000 pieces of Russian military equipment. According to the Defense Ministry, destroyed Russian tanks, howitzers and other hardware will also be shown in Spain and Portugal. Hollywood actor and director Sean Penn has once again come to Ukraine. This time, the winner of 2 Oscars visited Kyiv, Bucha and Irpin to explore shooting locations for his documentary about Ukraine's defense against the Russian invasion. Before the start of the full-scale war, Sean Penn worked on a documentary about the armed conflict in the Donbas, and after February 24th, he began filming Russia's war against Ukraine. He has repeatedly called on the international community to stop the war and help Ukrainians win.